Pickaxe.
If you like to eat stress-free and healthy, like me, you can do it this spring with Factor. They have delicious, ready-to-eat meals, everyone is fresh, never frozen, and chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 different options, including popular ones such as Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or like me, vegan and veggie. There are more than 60 add-ons you can discover every week, such as breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. If you're looking for gourmet options, there are meals that have premium ingredients, such as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini and asparagus. And they are no fuss, no mess. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking and cleaning up. Simply heat and enjoy the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and you can pause or reschedule deliveries at any time. Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. This month, we're celebrating Earth Day. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So head on over to factormeals.com/pickaxe50 and you can use code PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your second box. That's PICKAXE50 at factormeals.com/PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is going. Check it out.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
How do you podcast then? I've never been in one of these before.
Well, here's what you do. All right, so he'll intro us in with a bit of music, Triforce music. We'll wait for the music and then we'll go.
I'll alley-oop him, you dunk him, okay?
Do you have like a...
Please don't talk to him.
There's an intro right now, Duncan.
Hello! And welcome to the Triforce podcast on the road.
We're live. You can't see us, but we are looking
you
at
can't
each other
see
right
us.
Now.
We're joined by podcast amateur Duncan.
Yeah, we've got a guest for the first time. Duncan, you're our first ever guest on the Triforce podcast.
I can't be the first guest.
You're the first guest. We hate everybody else.
We really actually hate everybody.
It's just because I'm here.
Well, I just happen to be around. Factor. But don't let that discount from the fact that you're here on the Triforce podcast.
Terps has begged to be on the podcast so many times.
Terps is gonna be really mad.
Really?
Now you
told
on
me
it.
This really boring story about how he listens to them on his way into work every day and loves us and thinks that I'm really funny and Pyrion's really funny and you not so much. He'll be really mad that he wasn't the first guest on this one.
I guess you're talking to Duncan there rather than me.
Yeah.
No? Maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was.
So of course on the Triforce podcast, we talk about all the mundane, boring, day-to-day dad shit that has happened in our lives.
If you're not a dad,
mostly dad shit. Yeah.
Welcome to dad chat.
Well, Lewis isn't a dad either.
It doesn't matter. He's
I have to suffer through the dad stuff.
He's also, Lewis in many ways, acts like a dad who just doesn't have kids yet.
It's
like,
true.
In many
he's
of his worldviews, the way he talks, he's very daddish.
I mean, I guess Lewis is a father to all of the Yogscast members.
He's a dad to everybody in this building.
Thanks, Duncan. In a way, I'm your dad.
You're my dad.
Suck up. Unbelievable.
You guys kind of look like you could be father and son, actually.
Yeah.
Do I look that old? Sips, that's a bit mean. Come on.
You've got facial hair, so that is an automatic
indicator. I try my best.
Indicator.
It's
unless,
very kind of you.
Unless you're French-Canadian, you're 8 years old. If you have facial hair, it does make you look like a man. It's not peach fuzzy. It's very, very grown in.
I've done my first portage.
See, now you've truly
become... That's a
Triforce
classic right
you've
there.
You've truly become a man then.
Portage. Do you know about portage?
No.
Did you make sure you brought exactly the right amount of food for the time that you were going to be portaging as well?
I don't know much about Triforce podcasts. I know a lot of the fans seem to have very small penises.
Or gaping vaginas.
Yeah.
Gaping.
Lest we forget the vaginas.
Some people have small vaginas as well, which is awkward.
Or gaping
penises. They go
penises.
Well with the small penises, I guess.
I mean, if you've got a tiny vagina and a tiny penis, you could be happy.
Perfect,
If you have a gigantic penis and a gaping vagina, again, happiness. The other way doesn't mix.
Yeah. No, no. Not very many people say they have gigantic dicks.
Yeah, that's
either.
True.
That's not something that really ever comes up, actually. It's mostly just small ones. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
You know.
I guess we
got like a kind of there's an average going on, like friendship, you know.
If someone came up to you and said, like, I have a gigantic penis, you'd be like, what are you trying to do?
Exactly.
Like, are you coming
you
on
think
to
you're
me?
Better than me?
Yeah, if you come up and say, I have a small penis, you're like, hello, welcome.
Fair play,
join the club.
Sit with us.
My dad's dick is bigger than your dad's dick. Remember that one when you were a kid? My dad could beat your dad up. What does your dad do? He's a pro wrestler. What does your dad do? Accountant.
I never had to offer that because I would have had to fly my dad in. So it's kind of depressing.
Yeah.
I would have been like, my dad could be your dad up in about a week's
time.
Give
me a week, he'll be here.
Flight, everything.
He's going to kick your ass in a week's time.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
So have you smelled any flowers this week? Have you changed any nappies this week that are crucial to our knowledge?
Yeah, some pretty substantial nappy changes. I haven't smelt any flowers. The weather's been terrible. I haven't really been outside. Today I traveled, which is, Piri will know, traveling with kids is not the best. It's pretty tiring. It's something you want to avoid at all costs. And especially when things go wrong, which everything went wrong today. It was crazy. We turned up, we woke up. Okay, here's the story. Are you guys ready?
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Do you want to recline a bit?
I'm reclining.
All right, hang on. All right. Give me a sec. I've got to figure out what button is.
I had a
chair.
Real dad day today, okay? There was bad customer service, which is a huge thing for dads. You know, when the customer service is bad.
Where was that?
That's when you know it's going to be a bad day.
Jersey Airport.
At the airport.
Mm.
So we get to the airport. We wake up at like 6, okay? Because we had to get some stuff ready to leave the house at 8, okay? That's how long it takes to get out of your house when you have kids.
Yep.
2 hours. So we wake up at 6, the whole day starts. It's fucking crazy. Everybody's screaming and trying to kill each other straight away. And we somehow managed to like have showers and dress the kids and feed them and get like some stuff packed. And we make it to the airport and it's like, it only takes us 10 minutes to get to the airport. So it's like,
10 minutes.
It's like 8:30.
It's a small island.
Okay. So, because we fucked around, we went the wrong way and stuff a couple times and stuff.
It took me long enough to get to work.
8:30, we get to the airport and everything's cool, right? One flight had been canceled out of like 10 that were leaving that morning. And we're like, great. So we go through security, which took us like an hour because we had a fucking pram and like a million bags, fucking sink and like just other shit. We get through and we're like, great. And we look at the board and it's like, your flight's been delayed. There'll be another info update in an hour.
Oh, shit.
So like, shit.
In an hour?
We're going to have to have breakfast again.
The heck?
So we
just to keep them busy,
yeah.
Right? Double breakfast.
So fucking double breakfast. We have another breakfast, okay? And there's shit, there's stuff everywhere. Like my daughter she doesn't eat. She takes food apart and throws it everywhere. So like on the ground, it just looks like there's been a war or like a fight or something. There's like bits of bread everywhere and like Cheeto dust and whatever.
You gave him Cheetos for breakfast?
Well, I had to, yeah. She was like super insistent. Like,
all right.
What do you find those in
Jersey? She points at things and screams. So you just, yeah.
Give her the fucking crisps.
Just do it. Whatever. Yeah. So she eats all that. She makes a mess of that shit and eats some of it. And then 10 o'clock rolls around and the update comes on and we're like, oh shit, maybe it's going to be another delay. And they're like, we regret to inform you that your flight has been canceled.
Oh, so you've been up since 6.
We're in the airport
with two children.
After second breakfast,
we had four.
All the stuff was checked in. All the bags were like on the plane and stuff. And they're like, you have to go back and pick up your bags, and then you have to go back to the departures lounge to get like another flight sorted out. Oh, so fuck. So we go to the baggage reclaim. That took like a fucking hour.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
They didn't even put the bags on the fucking plane. Like, I don't know where they were, but they just took an hour to get back. So we're just like sitting there. The kids are like going nuts and everything. We're just like super depressed and stuff. And then they book us on to like the 3 o'clock flight. And so we went home and everybody was like, we're never going to go to Bristol.
Oh
my son
God.
Was crying and everything.
Oh
He's
my
like,
God.
We're never going to make it. We're like, don't worry. We're going to go back in a couple hours.
We're
It'll
back
be
home.
Fine. It'll be fine. So So we go home, we do a bunch of shit. We finally managed to make it back to the airport.
What do you
for
do
3
at
o'clock.
Home? What do you
washing.
Do at home for 2 hours?
I guess washing.
Chores.
Yeah.
Like, because there's fucking million chores to do. So we get home, we did chores for like 3 hours.
Oh my God. What did you mean you did chores?
We had to do laundry. There were dishes that weren't done. There was fucking toys everywhere. Yeah. We cleaned those up. Just did like some spring cleaning, which is like an ongoing thing in our house. Like
it's too
all
cold
the time.
To go outside.
It's all year round.
It was
spring.
It was like all misty and stuff. So we did all that shit. And then so we get back up to the airport and then everything's fine, okay? They gave us vouchers too. They gave us £30 worth of vouchers, okay? But airport food is...
£30?
Yeah. You know how much £30 gets you at an airport?
2 cups of coffee.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So we had 2 cups of coffee with our £30 at the airport. And the kids didn't have anything, and they were fucking really mad. The whole time, they were like, can we have some coffee? No. Well, I'm not giving you coffee. You're like 1 and 5.
Can
you
imagine?
You can get decaf.
No.
So we get on the plane. Everything is fine. Everything's smooth. We land in Bristol, and we're like, okay, cool. Maybe this isn't so bad. You know, like, we did some chores and stuff. It was all right. But we were supposed to rent a car, okay? So we get down to the car rental place. And they made us wait for like an hour. They're like, oh, okay, we got the car and everything, but we can't find your car seats for your kids. So like, okay, fine.
Oh God.
So we're fucking waiting in there for like an hour. The kids are going crazy again. Like, my daughter had her like shoes in her mouth and like her socks were off and everything. We were like going crazy. And they come back and they're like, well, listen, we can't find your car seats, so we're not sure what to do. And then the lady's like, I'm my shift is done, so I'm going home. So,
that's a great, great customer response.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
So we're like, well, so there's no car seats. And they're like, no. And we're like, how the fuck am I supposed to drive a car?
Just tell her to take your 1-year-old to the roof rack.
And she's like, I don't know. And I was just like, well, fuck, can I have a refund? And she's like, oh, yeah, sure, no problem. Great, thanks. That's fucking so what the fuck? So we had to take a taxi here.
Yeah.
Like, no fucking car seats in a taxi. So we're just like clutching kids in the back seat the whole time, like worried that we're gonna crash and stuff. And we finally made it here, and then everything's been all right since. But like, the kids were all jacked up on sugar.
Yeah, we figured when we called you.
We just gave them like fucking sugar all day, basically. And they didn't want to sleep at all. Like, my wife put a song on her phone. And they were like going crazy, like flipping chairs and stuff like that.
Are they like rock stars?
What song was it?
Smashing up the hotel
room. I think
room.
If they could pick up the TV, like, they would do it and like chuck it out the window and stuff. And then now I'm here. That's been my day so far.
So you left your wife just dealing with that?
She was like dead. Like, I went into the room. She had the baby and she just like, so I just like, peace, I'm out of here.
Wow.
And then here I am.
Jeez.
Wow. I just got a train here from Twickenham. It was no problem.
No, it's nice. Maybe in a couple of years, maybe I'll also
you'll get
be able
there,
to do
friend.
That. But
you'll get there.
Right now, it's not.
Don't worry. Trust me. It gets easier.
I know the feeling. Yeah. It's like when I bring donuts
no,
to the
you
office.
Don't. Yeah.
they have like little nibbles donuts. Missing out of them from all the cockroaches that are infesting your
you know what? I was like waiting for nibbles. Someone to say, oh, yeah, my cat was really... You know, my cat had a bad paw the other day.
Actually, I actually had an awkward warning this morning.
Was this involving a cat?
No, it wasn't a cat. I got up and I was gonna come to work. I had to record Terraria at 11.
Oh,
it was quarter to 11, and I was like, probably should go now. Went down to the bike cage. My bike wasn't there.
Oh, what?
Your
bike got nicked today?
No,
somebody stole your bike.
I forgot that I left it at the office.
Oh shit, what did you do?
I got an Uber. That's the end of the story, really.
So there you go.
He arrived on time to record too.
Exactly the same.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. Did you get all did you have 10 breakfasts? Did you get jacked up on sugar?
No, I didn't have any breakfast actually.
No, oh wow. No. Holy shit.
Didn't need it.
Yeah. I had lunch.
So you want to have kids now based on that story, right?
Well, no,
are
not
you
really,
like
no.
Totally you're like, yes. My 5-year plan, I'm gonna have like 3 kids. I'm ready. I'm in the zone. I'm gonna do this.
Yeah.
Finally, I'm gonna get my fucking life on track, man. Fucking gonna make 3 kids.
No. Just imagine that morning. With
sure,
kids.
Man. Right. Whatever. This sounds a lot better.
Yeah.
It doesn't get easier.
Do you guys listen to like chamber music at home and stuff?
Chamber music.
Fucking.
It's what like, do you no. mean chamber
what
music?
What even is yeah, that?
Like, you know, like French like Renaissance manner music.
Like with sort of, a, like, what do they call that instrument? It's like a piano.
What? Oh shit! A harpsichord.
Yeah, like a harpsichord music.
I was thinking more like Phantom of the Opera kind of doomed sad. Oh, like
an
music.
Organ.
Yeah, that would kind yeah. of you know that, depress.
You just like raise out your coffin in the morning. You're ready for the day. Man.
Yeah, it'd be great.
I had a school nativity play recently.
Oh shit! How did that go?
Fucking awful.
Oh no,
it was the most boring thing. No, I went to watch it. So I went to see my youngest school. Like, honestly, that you know, you've got to teach these little kids something. You've got to keep them occupied. So they spent a lot of time teaching them like letters and numbers and reading and writing and all that stuff. And then they're like, the kids can only learn that for so much. So you got to think of something else to do that involves them moving around.
Yeah.
So when they start school and reception, they have like 3 or 4 plays a day. Like every time they just got hit up, I think they just open the doors and just turf them out into the playground. They run around for a bit and then you could teach them for half an hour and they play for a bit. So around Christmas, it's like nativity time. So they just practice. They learn the songs, all their bits in the play or whatever. And then they perform it. And because there are 3 classes in my youngest daughter's school, they had to perform it 3 times, once for each of the classes.
What? They didn't do like a... They didn't combine?
Well, they couldn't because the hall isn't big enough to fit for the 3 classes. Sake. So they had to do it 3 times. So she was like sick of it.
Jeez.
And she was just like humming the song.
They couldn't do like a different one? Like each class it's do a same, different kind of players?
All 3 classes, 90 kids.
What's the one
times?
With Scrooge and stuff? They could have done like one
Christmas
class could have done
right?
The Ghost
that's,
of Christmas
know, that's
Past.
That's pretty dark for like a 7-year-old.
It's a pretty
old.
Big
a whole
story.
Class could have done the Ghost of Christmas
that's
Past.
That's a pretty big story.
It's a pretty big story. It's pretty like. Like, so you could just get lots of extras.
But it was,
you know?
Like, it was like 20 minutes. They sing a couple of songs, job done. Brilliant. My eldest, it was at this big church around the corner from us. All the classes in the school, the kids in her year, which is 90 kids, the kids in the year above, which is another 90 kids. It's 180 kids, and they've got to find a bit for them. So they're all dressed up, and we had to make costumes at home. They have to wear the costumes in for dress rehearsal day.
Like 90 kids.
Plus 90
in
kids.
In a play.
No, there's 180 kids. 108, 90 plus 90. Her year, the year above.
In one play.
In one play.
In one play.
What?
I'll tell you what. Only about 10 of the kids did shit. The rest of them just fucking sat there. And when the songs were on, they just sort of went.
They could have done
like the choir.
Yeah,
they
were
the choir.
Okay, they
were the choir.
No. They should have done like a Cirque du Soleil or something with that.
There was no acrobatics. So I went there to the church.
That would have been
good. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, I want to see my daughter in the play. So I'm sitting there waiting for her to come on and do her bit. She's singing the song. She's, you know, she's making a go of it and everything. And the woman organizing it was one of those people who's like super enthusiastic, like an orchestra, like a conductor or something.
Yeah, with like big bug eyes.
Right, so she walks up and like the kids walk up and she goes like this, like everybody smile, and all the kids go like this, and then she's like, stop. And it's like, Jesus, we get it. Like you're really into it, and it's like a big thing for you, but come on. And there's this woman next to me going, woo, the whole time, like she was loving it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Just to rub
this
in
is all the stereotype.
How much I hate
it. It's like the school teacher director who thinks she's Steven Spielberg and has to just unbelievably make some sort of fucking artsy fartsy bullshit. You've
just
got the super
that.
Enthusiastic mums and dads who are filming every single thing, and the audience is full of people with video cameras or phones, like just the whole audience of it.
It was
You've
terrible.
Got 180 kids who have to be in some fucking way, and there's like 5 of them who are trees, and they're like,
man,
this
they
is my
character
bit.
All
and
the time, too, because they see their dad and they're like,
Dad! I'm like, sing the fucking song.
Oh, shit.
They didn't do that in the manger back
it
then.
It went on
they
for
didn't...
an hour. So they were like,
I mean, the thing
act
is, that doesn't
one.
Sound that bad for me, but I realize how long that is for you.
It was a long time.
I mean,
that's a long
I've
time.
I've heard a lot of talks.
How long were your
kids
in it for?
Go to kids' birthday parties.
How long what?
And
were your kids
hour
in it for?
Is.
Out of the hour.
Yeah. No, like the whole hour. We're standing there in the church. All the parents everywhere. There's not enough seats for all the parents. So we're standing. I'm standing there around the side. And the kids are all sitting here. Half of them look bored after 10 minutes.
So were they all in it for the whole hour?
Yeah, they just either sat
there.
Oh,
right.
So there's like 10 of the kids are doing the talking and the acting. The rest of the kids just sit there. And when it's a song, they sing. And a couple of the kids have like special needs. So they're just bouncing around all over the place. And this one kid was obviously like a real handful. Because he had 3.
I'm going to say something else.
No, he had like 3 handlers. 3 handlers.
What do you mean?
Standing around him like this. Every time he jumped, they'd like
just
grab
in case.
Him. And just restrain him because he's just going, like this. Like he couldn't handle it. All
had,
these people
had a,
and all
we
this
had a
singing.
Kid like that at our school who had like 3 handlers. And one day, I'm not even joking, he was walking down the hallway and there was just this massive lump and he just like shit his pants. But like a huge. just this massive lump like sticking out of his ass.
It happens.
And,
like,
and there are three adults with him helping him, and he just shit his pants. I don't
even
know.
And they were like
happens.
Doing rock paper scissors.
How were they gonna stop him?
Dude
who's gonna
was, like,
change?
10.
How could they have stopped
one
him?
One of them just like just like fisted it back in or something. I don't know.
Jesus Christ!
Fuck me. So anything's better than shitting in your pants.
He was distracting, for sure. He was distracting. But then the plate, like, they'd go, scene five. And I'm like, oh my God, you've got to be kidding me. And it's like, King Herod turns up. He's like, find this baby Jesus for me. And his soldiers come up and they've got this little lines and everything. And it's going on and on. And the kids forgetting their lines. And the teacher's like, Tane, you have to tell King Herod that you will try your best. King Herod, we will try our best. I'm like, Jesus, ruin the
fucking
story.
Jesus Christ,
like,
Timmy, did you not remember your lines?
You had one line, Timmy!
You're a fucking idiot.
And then they like,
kid's
and
an
now,
idiot,
they're like, party. Scene eight, our final scene. And everybody was like, apart from some parents, like, what? Like, they're loving it. The mum next to me, she was loving it. And, so, I couldn't handle it. And I mean, then at the end, the vicar comes out, right? And he goes, I know we'd all like to get home for a nice cup of tea. And some mums are like, ah, ha, 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 ha. And this guy's like, but we do need to remember at this time of year, those people who don't have cups of tea. And it was like a big sort of guilt trip. God. And I'm like, Jesus
America
Christ.
That's when the depressing Phantom the Opera music starts playing.
I get it.
Jesus never had a cup of tea.
Yeah, exactly. And what would he have done if
he
had a cup
gold,
of tea?
He had frankincense and myrrh.
Can't make
but
tea.
But never tea.
Can't no. make yeah. tea.
And in honour
he had
of
higher
that,
grade Afghan hash.
He did.
Did he?
That's what myrrh is, isn't
it? I assume so.
Yeah. If somebody said to you, hey, dude, I've got a couple of keys of frankincense.
Yo, you got any telly?
You got any beer? Yeah.
So, listen up. Did you guys ever do a school play? And did you ever... What were you in the nativity?
Oh, man, I did several.
I was the...
several.
Let's let our guest.
Yeah, I'm the guest here.
Go guest. No, he's the guest.
Oh, no, I can wait. Yeah, I can wait for sips.
No, go. We've heard a story.
You
it's your turn. Let's go.
I had a story.
I was originally... In our Christmas school play, I was one of the Swedish... Because we did like a... Christmas from around the world
so
type play, right?
Did you have 108
children? It's like, it's a small world, but
so,
it was
did you have
your
to do
school.
An accent? Because, I mean, GG.
No, I don't think so.
Did
I don't,
you have
I don't
to sing
remember.
It's a small world the
I
whole
think
time?
It was just because I was blonde.
Ah.
So I looked
yeah,
vaguely
Swedish.
Swedish.
Yeah, you can pass
when I was a kid. I was blonder when I was a kid. I'm a bit redder now, but, you know, I was blonder. And I was sweet. But then we used to do these, like, yearly pantos. And I was the villain on one of them.
Nice.
And I had to backcomb my hair. So it was like a big, like, crazy, crazy bush.
Sweet.
And I was like the bad guy. And then I also was Reverend Green in our in our Cluedo play.
Oh, fantastic. Cluedo
Reverend
play.
Green in the Cluedo
well,
play.
Well, we never got that fan. I did a play when I was in nursery school. And I played a cow who was like one of the extras. Like, I didn't get Jesus. I didn't get like Mary or anything like that. No, I had to play a cow.
A cow.
In the back. I had no lines whatsoever. And my tail was a brown sock. And it was pretty bad. Pretty bad.
You got one P-flex?
Yeah, it was an Alan Ayckbourn play. This is when I was in sixth form.
Holy
I've
shit.
No idea who that is.
Alan Ayckbourn's an English playwright.
I was thinking of younger, but carry on.
No. I was like 16 or 17.
Oh shit. Well, that's not, you're not a kid then.
Well, it was terrifying. It was like, you know, hundreds of people. And we'd rehearsed our lines for like weeks. We'd actually, because I was doing theatre studies A level.
Mm.
So we had to do like a proper play.
Oh shit.
Play,
right. You did a proper degree.
Play. And I played
A level.
A man and his wife go to see a woman. And I can't remember what the play is called Confusions or something like that.
Nice.
And we had to go and see her for some kind of counseling. It was kind of weird. And then the other one, we were all in a park sort of series of benches, and we'd sit on a bench and talk to the person next to us, and they'd get up and talk to the next person. It was like a series of vignettes, I guess. And I played a guy who I was wearing like a trench coat with no trousers. I was meant to be crazy. So I had to walk in.
What were you underneath your...
Not a flasher, but just like crazy guy. I just had...
Give
like,
a shorts on?
No, I had a pair of shorts on.
And a trench coat on.
Yeah, trench coat, pair of shorts, t-shirt. You know.
Inside the trench coat are little watches.
Yeah, little watches. Yeah, that would have been more interesting. I had to do that. And
man, I never did plays past nursery school, though. Like, because you had to opt into them.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I was like, fuck that. I'm not doing it.
It was fun, but it was hard work.
I did a Wind in the Willows.
Mr. Toad.
No, I wasn't Mrs. Toad. I was one of the Toads. They had to add a lot of extra characters to cater for the whole class. So I was wearing my mum's green yoga lycra.
Shit.
And some toad ears.
Oh, wow.
Well, you wore your mum's lycra?
What are toad ears?
I don't know.
They don't even have ears, do they?
Well, maybe eyes.
Did it feel
I was definitely wearing something on my head.
Was it uncomfortable at all to get a boner in your mum's lycra?
Oh,
I don't think I was old enough to get a boner at that point.
Do you remember your first boner?
Was that your first boner?
Do I remember my first boner? Yes, I do.
No, because I really don't at all.
It was a dark and dreary night. I'd just seen Princess Leia in her bikini.
I'm trying to think now.
I definitely don't remember.
I'm trying to dig up my first boner.
Not a chance.
I can remember a lot of them, but not that one.
No.
Man, I've been through a lot of boners in my life.
Yeah, a lot of boners.
Yeah.
Accidental boners, like, you know.
Who out there isn't thinking about boners right now?
It's just the feeling of a good boner, though, man.
Oh, man.
Can't beat it.
Everyone needs a...
Everyone needs a good boner.
Reassuring.
Good boner in their life. If you don't have a good boner in your life, man, you're missing
out. I think that's why people carry guns.
Mm. Why?
Because, kind of, you know, if it's pressed into your hip there, it kind of feels like a boner.
It's like a reassuring
weight.
Oh, shit.
Like a reassuring boner.
That's why if you're carrying more guns,
that's the name of this podcast, guys. Yeah. Reassuring boner.
Reassuring boner. Triforce
Live. Yeah, first boners are a bit of a weird one. On the topic of plays,
yeah. Let's stay on that.
Yeah, no. Did you guys ever do air bands at school? Is that
no.
a thing?
No.
Like, you know, when you pretend that you're singing.
I know what air guitar
we used to, yeah, every year we used to have like an air band competition. And so, and it was almost like there was like a season leading up to like the finals. So like every week there'd be a couple of air bands and then they'd get voted
really
to go
cool.
ahead.
Man, I fucking wish
and
we had that.
And then there was like near Christmas, there was like a big finals. And then whoever got voted went to like... do a regional.
National, yeah.
There was like a regional.
Oh, sorry, that was regional.
Yeah.
And then Canadian national.
No, there was no national.
Did you like
no,
pick a song that you'd play to? Or?
Of course. So
was
like,
it always
oh, shit.
One year we did Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay. Oh my God, no way.
But
how would you air pan that?
We didn't know who Queen were at the time and we thought they were Kiss, so we dressed up as Kiss and did Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh my God.
Man, we were like 9, okay? We didn't fucking know. And I had like these jeans on that were so fucking tight, I could not take them off. Like for the life of me,
you were 9 years old.
I wore
the
jeans from
jeans.
When I was like 4 years old. When I was 9, I could not get them off. Like it was pretty good. But then,
still wearing them
when
today,
we were like 14, I think we did Ghostbusters, and we were like runner up. We almost won.
Wow! What was the air guitar version of
Ghostbusters? It was like choreographed.
Air band.
We had people dressed up as the Ghostbusters. I was a ghost. Like,
were
we had
you?
All these moves and
what
stuff.
What kind of ghost? Were you Slimer?
I was like a zombie sort of ghost.
Right.
Yeah.
I did the start. I hate to be that guy, but...
Well,
what do you mean
like,
you did the start?
It was like a ghoul.
You
a
kind
ghoul.
Of shambled in, did you?
Yeah, like there was like this like, you know Thriller?
Yeah. Mm.
You know how before the music starts, there's like a little bit of a lead up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We did the same thing, but ooh. Ghostbusters.
Oh.
So there was like two girls talking. Okay, they were our friends.
Okay.
And they were like, hey, so what are you doing tonight, Cindy? Well, you know, just gonna do some drugs, Monique, and stuff. They're having like a little chat. And then I came off stage and I was like, scared them away. Yeah. And then the Ghostbusters came out and then it was like,
oh my God. It sounds amazing.
It was fucking cool.
They threw the toaster out with the.
Did your parents film this?
No.
This was way before people.
Man, we were like in fucking
like,
high school.
Shit.
Like we didn't want our parents to come.
That sounds
watch
awesome.
That.
I would
cool.
love to
good.
See that.
It was pretty fun. Yeah. And then quickly we devolved into degenerates and never did anything like that ever again. So
shit.
Spent the rest of high school just being clowns.
What the
on the
what?
Weed. Spent a lot of time on the weed.
Yeah.
While we were in high school, so we didn't really do anything cool.
I don't remember anything else from school.
We just did a lot of.
Did go to band camp.
We did a skateboarding stuff, and then just did a weed once in a while, and that was
did
it.
Did a weed.
Yeah, just one or two, and that was it.
That's the cool
did
way
you,
to say.
Did you have those snake boards?
No.
It was like two independent foot things that twisted, and you had to like move them in the in the right way, and then it would
shoes.
It would like move along.
Get beaten up.
It was like a skateboard.
It was like a skateboard with
it was like a skateboard that was cut in half with like a kind of joint in the middle.
Roller skate.
And he'd like move your legs. No.
It's jointed.
Okay. It's jointed. You put your feet on it, and you'd like have to move them in a certain way, and it would like.
It sounds like if I was a real skateboarder, I would be furious.
They sound like a very modern thing for these guys. You got to understand.
Yeah, that's too modern. How old are you, Duncan?
I'm 29.
Yeah, well, exactly. Get to fuck.
We had the big skateboards for a while, and then we got the smaller skateboards, and that was
it. Oh, shit.
That's all you had.
Do you have the ones just the one lip thing?
Yeah. The
did
really
you
big
make
ones, the big
soapbox
wheels.
Cars and stuff like that?
Yes.
No, we never did.
We made one, and the one that we made, me and my friends, was based on the Ecto-1, the Ghostbusters.
No fucking
car.
Way.
It was just your average go-kart, but that's what we wrote on the back, and we would race it up and down my friend Matthew's road.
Did you make a go-kart when you were a kid?
There was one time when...
it was shortly after my first boner. I remember it very well.
We did try and make a go-kart, and we pushed it down my driveway. We pushed my brother in it off down... My younger brother, obviously. It's off the driveway.
And then
right into the road.
Nice.
As a fucking car was speeding down the road.
Shit.
And they swerved to avoid my brother crashed into a fence.
Oh my God.
My dad had to repair the fence.
Shit.
And,
why didn't you just get
brother
someone
almost
to
died.
I had to repair my fence recently. I just got someone to do it.
Yeah. But he was probably a kid. You couldn't just pay someone to do it.
If you smashed down someone else's fence?
I would get someone to do it. I'd be like, hey, I fucking smashed it. I fucked up! Fucked up bad! Knocked over a fence!
Oh, shit.
You get out here and repair it!
We used to do this thing where we'd have these old, you know, the old skateboards of just like the big old ones with the one like bendy bit at the back.
Yeah, yeah, with the big wheels.
Yeah, yeah. And we'd all get one of them each, and we'd sit on them, and there was this big, massive fucking hill in our village. And we'd all just line up. There was like four or five of us, and we'd just line up on the road, and we'd sit on them. We wouldn't stand on them. We'd sit on them, and then we'd just go down this massive hill and try and knock each other off.
Oh shit!
And anyone that got to the bottom,
did you get all gravelly burned and stuff?
We did a lot, but like there was this old lady's garden at the bottom of the hill that we'd use to stop ourselves.
Oh, Mrs. McGregor!
Yeah,
and we'd. After like a day of doing this garden would be fucking ruined.
Oh, shit. Was she super old?
She was super old.
And angry?
She didn't really come out and say anything.
She's
but I'm
terrified.
Sure she would have. I'm sure
yeah,
she would have said
scared.
Something.
We don't like people.
She had this like, particular pretty bush that we just used to stop ourselves by hitting. And by the end of the day, it was just a mangled mess.
Kids are awful.
Yeah, kids don't have any fucking respect. That's
like, oh, Mrs. McGregor.
Oh, Mrs. McGregor's bush has just been trampled.
My husband's memorial bush. I remember him during he died during the war. I kept that bush. He loved that bush.
She can't call
I
the
kept
police.
Him for him.
Oh, shit.
And those kids have no
respect. I'm pruning my bush.
They've been in my bush again, officer.
Skateboard
Mrs.
ran
McGregor.
Into my bush.
No one's been in your bush. For many years.
Many years, yeah. You should be so lucky.
Poor Mrs. McGregor.
Poor Mrs. McGregor.
Hey, I remember one time we entered a Lego building competition.
Yeah.
Okay. And because we used to play a lot of Lego. We were like 15 at the time. And me and my friend were like,
that's pretty old for Lego.
Fuck.
What?
Fuck these guys.
No, it's not.
All right. We're gonna
15?
We're gonna kill these guys. We're gonna make the Starship Enterprise out of Lego. But I didn't have like many gray Legos. I had like all the clown color Lego. So we started making like the saucer section, and then we're like, ah, fuck, this looks terrible. Like, what do you want to do? And he's like, ah, fuck, just get the instructions from one of the sets and we'll just fucking build a set.
You can't just do that with
bits,
though.
So we were like, fuck, it's just going to be kids entering this competition, right? We're going to kill it.
Just buy the really expensive.
So we feel like teenagers.
So we take down like this made up instruction made like spaceship set. Okay, with us, and we're like, ah, fuck, we won this, no problem. We take
Every
it down to the place.
Every other kid just has, like,
and
these
holy
sets.
Fuck, we get there, and there's, like, these massive 2D Super Marios and, like, all this shit. Somebody made, like, a fucking huge Game Boy, like, out of Lego, and we're like, oh, shit. And I just, like, quickly ran back to the car with this, like, thing. Put it in. My dad's like, hey, what are you doing? You're entertaining? No.
The competition's shit, that's way too rough.
Take me home. It was fucking... Wow. Yeah, it was like the biggest backfire ever, man. It was so bad.
We used to do at school every year, there'd be a competition where you were meant to bring in a hobby that you were doing and display it in the hall, and people would come in for the day and sort of go around and look at your hobbies, and the teachers would go around and grade them. So I just used to put my fucking Warhammer figures up there or whatever, and they were poorly painted, but they were like, eh, there's my whatever.
What army did you have?
I was Space Marines.
Oh, boring.
So 40K. Nice. So I just put all my shitty Space Marines up. I was like, eh, there it is. They weren't even very well painted. It was just shit. But it was like, you had to do something. And I was
The Ultramarines.
Ponk. There you go.
Just blue.
No, they were just, no, it was just regular. I painted them all green and put Flock on one of their shoulder pads. So Dark they were kind of camo. I don't know. Anyway.
Did you guys do like those science fairs? Did you ever have science fairs?
We never had science fairs in my school.
That's not a thing we did in the UK. No.
I don't think that's an English thing. Yeah, I think that's an American thing.
My friend Aaron Dwyer.
You didn't have a science fair?
No.
But that was the thing. Aaron Dwyer, who was the kid in our year, who was, I now realize, deeply autistic, like seriously autistic. But he was never diagnosed, right? It was just like,
no, because back then that was not a
thing. He was just a bit weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
He's a weird kid.
So he would turn up every year. He was massively into astronomy, loved his astronomy. And he would have this amazing little diorama of all the planets and a tape recording. And you were meant to go up and press play on the tape. And it was like an hour long lecture from him about the planets, okay? And of course, what we would do, and I deeply regret this, is record over.
Sex sounds.
And we would just go, I'm a spaz.
Oh, no!
I'm Aaron Dwyer, and I'm a massive spaz.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
And, like, you should have just like done a lot of grunting. And then just rewind it and leave that. So people would go and press play and just say, I'm a massive spaz. I'm Aaron Dwyer, a massive spaz.
Oh, my God.
I cannot believe that.
Oh, that's fucking bad.
That is awful.
Yeah, it was terrible.
You are the fucking worst.
He had it coming to him. All right, much like Hitler.
His whole team of people. It was a whole team of guys.
Oh my God.
It was really original comedy as well.
Oh, that's proper bullying.
Well, we were kids. Right? It was a boys' school. Everybody got bullied. That was the way it was.
Holy shit. That's pretty good, though. We used to, back before, like, you know, nowadays, like, at school in a computer lab, everything's fucking firewalled to shit. You can't go to certain sites and stuff. Back before that was like a thing, we had a computer lab. It was all these like old ass Macs and stuff, and it had internet access. And we had like this thing at school. It was like this community portal, and you signed up, and it was like Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
But like fucking years before Facebook, and it was total dog shit, and nobody used it. But so we'd go into the computer labs. We had a whole afternoon of Photoshop class. Okay, this is when Photoshop first came out.
Wow.
So like
my
whole afternoon was
Photoshop,
and you had to do all these like where you had to like clip out a flower and superimpose it on something and stuff. So we finish up all that shit, and then we go around to all the computers, and we go to like gay.com or like we'd find like fucking like Goatsy or like Lemon Party, and we just like, on all the computers, we put it up on screen and then switch off the monitor. So the next class would come in, and like you'd hear them come out at the end of the class and be like, oh shit, fuck, there was some girl pooping into a guy's mouth. And we're just like in the hallway going,
Like, but you had to see that to put up in the first place.
Yeah, but if it's your joke, it doesn't
fucking
affect
you. You get really desensitized quickly. Like, you see a lot of that stuff, but for the greater good, right? So that it's up on all the screens, the computer lab.
The worst thing we ever did was
some people got in trouble because like the teacher come by and be like, what the fuck are you looking at? Be like, it wasn't me! We'd like leave it on. So it's like so
we
good.
Learned how to overclock the school PCs, and we used to just, we just put them up to like the max. And then they would just fucking explode.
The turbo button.
They would just melt down.
Oh.
God. We must have killed like four or five PCs.
Man, there's a line. Oh my God. That's like
when you're
destruction
when you're a kid,
like,
when you're a teenager, you do some horrible stuff. Like, I remember we went to a house party, and it's one of these teenagers' house parties where they're kind of just expecting bad stuff to happen. Mm. Okay. And so they had a photocopier, and someone took a load of like photocopies of their ass and sack.
They had a photocopier in their house.
Yeah. And someone took a load of photocopies of it. They were like just stuck everywhere. And then like people just, oh man, it was like people made ass prints on the windows and stuff. And so like, it was almost like stuff like you clean up after the house party and you're like, hey man, I've cleared everything up. And then
was that
one
the
day
thing?
There's like a foggy day.
Because we was that the giveaway? It was like you cleaned up everything. Everything was pristine. You couldn't tell that there was a house party.
No.
But then there was ass prints.
There was like ass prints. That's right.
Hang on a second. These ass prints weren't here before we left. And then they start noticing, like, that ceiling tile's cracked. You've been having a house party, you son of a bitch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there were just these secretive, like, you'd like, it would be a hot day and the windows would fog up and there would be like an ass print just come out on the foggy window.
What the
and
fuck? Like,
who's been putting their bare ass on this window?
It would be that.
Yeah.
Oh, it was horrible.
Jeez.
Just.
That's not that bad, though. I mean, at least he didn't overclock a bunch of like expensive equipment and ruin for everybody. Like,
I didn't go to many parties when I was a kid, like house parties.
Yeah. No?
Like, I'd be invited, but.
Did you guys is house parties like a big thing in the UK?
Yeah,
it was in North America,
same,
man.
But I didn't have a car. I had no car and no way of getting here and there.
Well, I lived in a little village, so the only way to have a party was to have a house party.
Oh, right.
There wasn't any like bars or anything. Yeah.
Like my friend Ben, one time he was having a party at his house and one of the girls there called up and she was like, "Are you coming to the party?" I was like, "I don't have anywhere to get there." She was like, "Oh, you could get a cab over." And I was like, "Shit." Like, I was like, I had enough money to get a cab, probably. And then we'd sort something out. When it came to getting back, who cares? Like, I'm at a party. I don't care. She said, "Because Ben's sister really likes you."
Oh.
And I was like, "Really?" And I said, which sister? You mean, I can't remember her name. And I realized he had one sister who was quite a bit younger. And when it was like just a little bit younger than me, I was like, if it's the one that's just a little bit younger than me, then I'll probably go to the party.
Cool, but if it's a 7-year old, I'm out.
So the one that was like a couple of years younger than me, I was like, well, yeah, it's okay. And I said, wait a minute, doesn't she have like really bad eczema? And he was like, yeah, she does. And I was like, I'm not going to go.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, I feel bad because it wasn't that bad. But when you're a kid, it feels like, she's got a bit of eczema on her legs. That's a no.
On her legs?
Yeah, so even on her legs.
You
she
just,
was lovely.
See her legs.
Very pretty.
I was just a twat.
I should have said, yeah, I'll be there in 2 seconds. Shit. Fucking run round. Even though it was Southbourne, that's a hell of a way from Westbourne.
Southbourne, massive. Real, like, no Westbourners would go to Southbourne.
No, it's not. Southbourne is like a fucking suburb, dude. Like, it's not a scary area. It's just a fucking long way. Like, you'd have to go, I'm in Westbourne. All right, Southbourne, you'd think it would be close. It's not close. It's like the other side. You could go past Boscombe. That's the problem. Boscombe is a hellhole.
So how did your teenage crushes go? Did you have a lot of them on the go at once? Did you sort of juggle them?
I had a few. I had a couple of girls I did. There were some that were conveniently located in like Charminster, not too far.
Charminster.
Yeah, and where was another girlfriend I went out with? Oh, she was in Lower, which sounds bad, but it's not that bad. She was near the university. Anyway, it's now the university. She's a nice girl, but she was a bit crazy. And that was worth a bus ride. That was one bus. Yeah. Southbourne was two buses. So it has to be a very special young lady. And eczema is the killer on that one.
There was a girl. I rode the bus to school with a friend who was a girl. And we were friends for a long time.
Right.
And one of her friends, she invited her out to a local.
How old are you at this point?
I'm like 16.
All right. Describe
her. Wow.
Okay, jeez. 15, 16.
Yeah, describe the
and
girl.
She is going to be in the year, because this girl was on the bus for the year below me, so she must have been 15.
Right, okay. Then don't describe it.
That's and we go to the pub, right? And the pub, they know me, okay? Right. Because I know... Because
you're Lewis Brindley of the Yorks.
You're like fucking Norm.
I know someone who owns the pub, someone whose dad owns the pub, so I could always get served.
Right. Impressive.
And so, you know, so I'm like pretty... Anyway, she's about... I'd say 5 inches taller than me, so I wasn't sure I'd get in there. Okay.
Did she have big boobies?
Did she fall asleep on command? Like, were you Deuce Bigelow?
What does that even
male
mean?
Male gigolo.
Anyway, so at some point in the night,
oh my god,
we start kissing.
Oh okay. Yeah.
And her idea
was it
of kissing,
or was it like
is like. Like a like an octopus just going at it. Like,
oh, give me that octopus.
That's the best.
It's like, all the old men in the pub, everyone else in the pub is just totally aware of this happening. Okay, it was just in them. It was.
They're watching two children get off with each other.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
In the most kind of, oh my
amateur
God.
Amateur hour.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And so that just, man, it was a glorious moment.
This is the first boner. People are saying this
is
first.
Was that your first boner?
That was double boner territory.
Oh, yeah. Right,
that was my first double.
Yeah,
the boner. I just got one just thinking about it.
Yeah, me too, man. Actually, keep going.
It was,
if you don't mind.
It was so fucking awkward.
But it wasn't at the time, though.
Not at the time, no. Not at the time. The time was
like, this
amazing.
The sexiest thing anyone has ever done in the history of humanity.
Yeah. And then, wow, that was, it never worked out.
Did you, so was it just, was a first base night or were other bases rounded on that night?
No, no, there were no more bases. Night? No, of course not. No more bases were rounded.
We don't really use the base system.
No.
Yeah, UK. But you understand the base
system. No, I don't think I really do.
Which one
actually?
Is
first? Third base is like,
that's
your dick is out. And right. is
really?
Like in.
There were no nothing. It was like just kissing.
What's fourth?
A home run is like the whole shebang.
So
like,
what do you?
Like,
how is it? The how anal. Is it? How, what is third? There
were no shebang. A home run is necessarily anal, but I suppose
what's
if
a,
you're really
what's
into
a,
that.
What's a sack fly? What does that count as? Or a bunt? What's a bunt?
I don't know. I don't. What? Well, it's not a base. So
what about a ground rule double?
It's not a base. Like there's I'm just, three I'm bases and like, there's the home plate for the home run.
Home run. So a home run, literally home plate.
A home run literally is
you had sex.
You go around all the
you
did
all
the other bases and then the home plate.
You slid into home plate,
which may or may not be anal.
Okay. And you're safe at home.
Well, you're safe. You're right. You've goal achieved if you're at the home plate.
What would a walk off home run count as?
What is this?
A bunt is a sacrifice play to help a brother score.
Oh, yeah, sure. Nice. Okay.
Wingman.
Yeah, nah, there's a bunt and a sack flies to help him go all the way. Nice, I like that.
Yeah.
Wingmanning shit. Yeah.
Oh, honestly, like the teenage years are just the puberty is just a mess of embarrassment and
it's horrible.
And
I wouldn't go back.
That you regret.
I wouldn't go back.
I wouldn't go back.
I wouldn't change it for the world. You know, it was great and it's all.
I'd change a lot. There's a lot of girls I would have had sex with.
Yeah.
Been into it like if I'd known what
knowing
was
what
happening.
I know now
I was
know.
Way too cheesy I was
it's
like,
all
yeah.
about innocent
know. Knowing what
kind
you know now you
cuteness.
Probably wouldn't because
no.
they were very underage
completely the opposite
well, yeah but I would be that age if I went back as a 4-year-old it would be fucking weird
yeah
but if I could go back to my younger self as a vision and say you will be able to have sex with a bunch of girls and you'll turn them down because their hair's a bit weird that day or you don't like
they
their
have
t-shirt
eczema.
Don't be so fucking choosy and then disappear into the future I'd be like cool.
No, yeah, knowing what I know now, my teenage years would have just been one long hardcore porno.
Yeah, I'd be like,
what are you saying?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Oh my god!
Well, it's...
Oh
shit,
god!
Man.
Were you that? Were you really able to just blag that many ladies? Really? You guys say that you were like players that you know?
No, I'm saying
I never
could
fucking
have
said
so
that.
Much opportunities.
They weren't players,
been.
But
that's
if they
the
knew what they
there
knew
were,
now,
yeah. could have been
no
yeah.
problem. I would have gone to all those super parties and I would have had sex with all those girls. That I rejected because I had.
Of course, you would.
Do you know what I used to do sometimes? I would not go to a party because I'd be too busy playing Pharaoh on my computer.
Pharaoh.
Knowing now what I know, would I have done that? Hell no, I would not have.
You would have been around that
Pharaoh.
Fucking bar
because I would have understood exactly that. Exact. This guy knows what's up.
But if you had never played Pharaoh, you may never have had played World of Warcraft. You may never had joined the Oscars, and you would be still a computer programmer for a bank.
Yeah, but you know, it doesn't matter. Like,
but you would have had sex with a 15-year-old
exactly.
girl, so who gives a shit?
Gives a fuck.
When he was 15.
Yeah. Just to clarify. Yeah, let's clarify that. Holy shit, maybe this was a bad topic to
no, this
to
is
walk
interesting.
Down.
This is cathartic.
Yeah, it is actually. It's nice. It's nice reminiscing. It's nice looking back. It's nice. It's nice opening up the time capsule.
Yeah. A lot of names.
Shit, I buried it. I buried a time capsule.
Did you actually? What's in it?
Everyone says that they did. Nobody did, though.
I can't remember what was in it, actually.
Picture of your bum you took at a party.
Yeah. I don't think it was like a photocopy.
This is what my balls looked like in 1986, just in case I forgot. I took a picture of my balls.
What will the people of the future
and
make?
And 50 years later, me and my family dug up the time capsule, forgotten what was in it completely. And my son turned to me with a tear in his eye and said, Dad, why is there a picture of a bald set of balls in this time capsule?
That would be such a troll. Holy shit, like a 50-year troll. That would be glorious.
Fuck me.
Oh, shit.
I don't think they do time capsules anymore.
They totally do.
Back then, there was nothing that could withstand the forces of nature, right? Everything would deteriorate. All the shit would get all gunky. You wouldn't know what the fuck was in there. It would be nowadays. Yeah, there's like synthetics and shit that could keep that stuff safe. But like, fuck, nobody does that.
They were a big meme back in the day. Though everyone was doing time capsules, putting stuff in them, like putting marbles and
it was because it was the millennium, you know, like
the
year 2000. It's like a big, you know, it's a big like milestone year. So, like, people, you know, it's one of the kind of years that people might want to come back. Yeah, exactly.
I was a fucking university. What am I going to do, a fucking time capsule? Fuck that. I was too busy getting drunk.
No, I'm just saying this is what people were into, you know, because it was like a milestone.
Yeah,
a
milestone.
You know, you look at the future, people don't give a shit about 1998, but 2000, right, that's a big year.
What did you do on the millennium?
I drank a bottle of champagne with Mrs. F and had sex. With Mrs. F.
Wow.
I went to France.
I let off fireworks.
I was
in
actually
my garden.
In France. And it was cool. We had a party in France.
Shit.
With Mrs.
Party in France.
With Mrs. F.
Yeah. With Mrs. F. Yeah. We had sex too.
She had a busy night. Yeah, she gets around. Ooh, gotta go.
What is the time zones, right? Yeah. So it was like the millennium in France, and then it was the millennium in the UK.
She hopped on the ferry, she was back inside.
Yeah.
Why is there a helicopter landing in the back garden? Mrs. F, you look tired.
It was fun. What'd you do?
I was at
I was
at a creepy village hall party in my local village with all the mums and dads and uncles and aunties. It was very...
That's no good.
Sounds pretty creepy.
Very man. Shit. Yeah, I really...
Duncan?
It's a depressing
millennium. I was like 13?
Yeah.
I was playing Pokemon.
I had some fireworks from Lidl's that I had got.
Oh, yeah, Lidl was here in 2000.
Lidl's still around.
Lidl just arrived. Because when I was at university in 1999, they opened the first one in Plymouth.
They're super cheap.
Yeah.
And they're fun. And you should play with them.
Do not.
This is what I used to do when I was a kid. I used to play with fireworks a lot. And we let some fireworks off. I think we got like a... What we do is we get like all the Lidl's fireworks from a box. We gaffer tape them all together. We twist their wicks together. Light the whole lot and just see what happens.
Village life.
Yeah.
In a nutshell.
That is village life. I'm sure I did that 20 times.
I bet the
times.
Whole town was there as well.
No. It's just me and a few mates.
That's the whole village.
Yeah, my family.
Village. I can't imagine going
We knew a guy like that. He put, I was like lighter fluid or something down one of those spinny slides and lit it on fire.
Yeah.
Because he thought that planes would be able to see like the spiral of fire.
What?
And we were just like, what the fuck, man? Like, why would you... And he just reeked of like fucking gas and stuff like all the time. Like, it was just fucking weird, man. Like, I don't know. I mean, he's all right, but
shit.
I don't think any planes would have seen that.
No,
and there's just this big skid mark on a kid's slide, like forever after that too. Like, you go to the park and be like, oh yeah, remember that time Eric fucking burnt the slide thinking that a plane would see it?
Oh, it's like a plastic slide.
Yeah. It's like one of those like red, like
probably burnt it.
Yeah. The local pyromaniac.
Shit.
Yeah, we had plenty of those. One of my friends ordered a bunch of industrial fireworks one time and just...
Industrial fireworks? What is an industrial firework?
They're like the ones they use in London.
Yeah,
like,
business purposes.
They're like a keg of beer. You know, they're like a gigantic barrel and you sort of just put it in your garden, which is, you know, not very big anyway. And you light it and you think, oh, this will be fine. And then as soon as it starts going off, you will run inside as it sort of sets your entire back garden on fire.
In New York City, I don't know about the rest of the state, but fireworks were, when I was a kid, illegal.
In New York,
illegal. Yeah. You couldn't buy them. So,
In general, like Americans have bigger laws.
Fireworks are generally a lot more restricted. But when I was a kid, this was in the 80s, fireworks in New York City, I don't know if this is still the case, New Yorkers, were illegal. So we got them from the Russians who lived across the road from us.
Oh my God. Nice.
So there was a Russian family,
the
Bartoshes, and they would go... Lewis.
I know you're itching to do your accent. You pretend.
It's a Bartosh.
Do
thing.
A role play.
Hello, period.
Hello, Mr. Bartosh.
I have something you might be interested in.
We would like fireworks.
I have heard it is a celebration of New Year. I've acquired some objects you may have like to use. On the celebration.
By the way, congratulations on your first boner. We just got one.
By the way,
I have some fireworks for you.
My daughter, Magdalena, she's a 6'3". She says she licked your face off at like local a, pub.
Like an octopus.
No, I do not know what you're talking about.
And I've off back of lorry. Some
lorry.
Off back of truck. I don't know. Some explosive or fireworks. And so
it just turned Italian. Whatever.
Real good the prize.
Hey, what are you going to do with the prize?
So, yeah, my Russian
that was
accent,
him yeah. brought them, and he came around to our house, and he just had a briefcase. He just sort of looked at us all, put the briefcase down, and he was like, nodded, clunk, clunk, and opened it up. And it was just fucking
It was just like a big red button. Yeah. You press the whole house goes up.
But he had this thing in there called a blockbuster.
Oh, shit.
And it was like a stick of dynamite, basically. And when he set it off, the whole block like shook. The whole, you know, the
it was
whole
just
block.
It was a bomb.
It was a bomb.
Yeah, it was right. a bomb.
Okay.
So it's we had bomb. All these fireworks.
It's bomb.
Bomb.
It's bomb.
What's this one? It's bomb.
It's a bomb.
It's bomb.
It's actual bomb.
It's actual. Yes. So not so this. It's actual.
This is a nitroglycerin.
With one of USSR, Russia have many excess bombs.
It's also radioactive, little bit. It's okay.
It's smaller anyway.
So we set off these fireworks, and it was mad because I realise now, looking back, my parents and the Bartoshes were fucking hammered, right?
Yeah, of course.
So I was just thinking, wow, mum and dad are acting really funny. Shit. But they were just drunk. So they set up these fireworks, and they set up a rocket at one end of the drive. We had a long driveway that ran along the back of all the houses in our row. And we were the only ones in a row who had fireworks because everyone's, you know, it's hard to get. So we set this firework off this rocket, and it was meant to go up in the air, and the bottle that was in tipped over, and it shot down the alleyway. And it was chasing after Mrs. Bartosz. She was running down. It was chasing down there. And then, this is weird. Next to where we grew up, there was a Jewish school.
Yeah.
Okay. And for some reason, we snuck into their playground. We were set off the blockbuster in the playground of the Jewish school, which, looking back from it, was kind of weird.
Up their slide.
But we did it. We set this thing off. We ran a mile, and I'm not kidding. The explosion was unbelievable. It was
literally
every window was shaking, and the whole house was like this. There were people coming out like, what?
Shit.
Like, we know there were fireworks, but what the fuck was that? Like, did there have been an accident?
Oh, my God.
No, my friend. It's only a blockbuster. Go back
just
inside.
Just blockbuster.
Or only one block.
What is blockbuster? It's just a little bit of natural glycerin and some
uranium, little bit,
small C4 explosive,
it was
plus
crazy.
Some chemical weapon, maybe.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
This is my Russian accent.
So on social media, because when I went on my French exchange, it was Bastille Day.
Wait, you were on an exchange?
I was on a French exchange.
Yeah. So your parents had a French kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Holy shit.
No way.
And
did they like him better than you?
Yeah.
And then when you came back, they're like, oh, get Pepe back.
Matthew.
He was
oh,
nice.
Oh, bring back Matthew. We all have weird accents so polite, now. We spent so much time so with respectful. Matthew. He's so clean. And so we went on Bastille Day, of course, it's firework day in France. And we went to one of their teachers. They were like, we know where the teacher lives. Let's go to his house. They'd put dynamite in his letterbox. So we did that. Oh, it was a disaster. Yeah. Never told anyone.
I never went.
Never told anyone. This is the first time anyone's heard about this.
Did you guys have summer camps when you were small?
Yeah, not in this country. So
No, not really.
They were pretty big. Yeah,
they're big because in the States they've realized that if you can get rid of your kids for the whole summer,
fuck yeah,
it's like a bonus for the parents. Because in the States you only get 10 days holiday on average, right? Most people get 10 days holiday.
Yeah.
Over here we get like 25, 26.
Because like, everybody in the States works at like fucking Pizza Hut and shit like that. Like,
and they still only get 10 days holiday. Yeah. So you have to use it around like certain times.
I bet
you,
if you
right?
ask the chat right now,
yeah.
Hands up if you work at Pizza Hut and you're American.
If you work in a service
here
industry job like Pizza Hut or whatever, or you only get 10 days holiday, give
that's like shower. That's like almost everybody in the chat right now works at Pizza
Everyone
Hut.
Says they work there, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the podcast. So I hope you enjoyed the live podcast. We had fun doing it as usual. Big thanks to our special guest, Duncan, who was here.
Thank you, Duncan. That was gorgeous.
First guest ever on Triforce. You did a good job.
I'm honored.
You did a good job. Great
thank
Russian
you.
Accent as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Very little knowledge about baseball, but as Duncan said, but there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. Hope you enjoyed it. Good luck with your jobs at Pizza Hut and stuff, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah.
God bless.
Thanks, everybody.
Peace.
We love you.
Peace out. Bye.
Thanks for all the money.
Mwah.
Goodbye.
Mwah.